This is DJ Shy John, and I'm bringing you the Kill Radio Weekly News and Review. Starting the news this week with the Harper's Weekly Review, dated January 29th, 2013. On Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Barack Obama was inaugurated for his second term as President of the United States. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath of office using a Bible that once belonged to King, and Beyoncé lip-synced the Star-Spangled Banner. The president attended a public ball at which guests were served pretzels, mixed nuts, and Cheez-Its, then went to an after-party in the East Room of the White House where he led a conga line and competed in a dance-off to the song Gangnam Style against singers Janelle Monáe and Usher. Today has been dubbed Blue Monday, the most depressing day of the year, said Fox News host Steve Doocy. It has to do with drab weather, holiday bills, and resolutions that we have not met. Reince Priebus, who installed in his office the empty chair Clint Eastwood addressed as if it were Obama at the Republican National Convention, was elected to a second term as Republican National Committee chairman at the party's winter gathering in Charlotte, North Carolina. In an address to attendees, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal asserted that a handful of good websites could replace most of the federal bureaucracy. "We must stop being the stupid party," he said. New Mexico State Representative Catherine N. Brown introduced a bill classifying fetuses conceived through rape as evidence and abortion of those fetuses as tampering, a measure she explained would prevent rapists from compelling their victims to have abortions. The Mississippi Department of Health announced that it would revoke the license of the state's only abortion clinic over its failure to comply with a newly passed law requiring providers to have hospital admitting privileges, which have been denied the clinic's doctors by 7 hospitals in Jackson. "We were last on civil rights," said anti-abortion lobbyist Terry Herring, "but we can be first on human rights." A Catholic hospital in Canyon City, Colorado, successfully defended itself against a wrongful death lawsuit over its failure to perform a cesarean section to save the unborn twins of a dying pregnant woman by arguing that a fetus is not a person. "They're acting like harlots," said Catholic League President Bill Donahue. "They should be stripped of their Catholicity." In Santa Maria, Brazil, 231 people died in a nightclub fire after pyrotechnics set off by country band Gurizada Fandanguria set alight soundproofing panels in the ceiling. The band's accordion player was killed when he re-entered the burning club to save his instrument. An investigation determined that the club had no fire alarm, fire escape, or sprinklers, and had only one exit. In Mali, French-led troops regained control of the cities of Gao and Timbuktu from Islamist forces. Before fleeing Timbuktu, militants set fire to the Ahmed Baba Institute, which houses manuscripts dating to the 12th century. "They are bandits," said Institute employee Ali Baba. ExxonMobil overtook Apple to again become the world's most valuable company, and an Australian company announced the discovery of up to 233 billion barrels of oil beneath the outback. Putrid fumes from a gas leak at a factory in Rouen, France, drifted to Paris and the English coast. "Put some Vicks on a tissue," tweeted the Hastings police, "or carry a scented pomander." 27 tons of caramelized goat cheese burned for 5 days after catching fire in Bratley Tunnel in Tejsfjord, Norway. And an Australian judge exonerated a goat for eating flowers outside the Sydney Museum of Contemporary Art. The USS Guardian, a U.S. Navy minesweeper, struck the Tabataha Reef in the Philippines, damaging 10,000 square feet of coral. Just the fact that you allow it to touch ground, said Filipino Transportation Secretary Joseph Abaya, is a mortal sin. It was reported that University of Cambridge linguist Jeffrey Kahn and tax preparer Elias Bet Shumel were recording members of the Assyrian community in suburban Chicago, who were among the last speakers of Aramaic, in an attempt to preserve the language's dialects before it dies out. "I'm getting very excited about some vowels here," said Kahn. "I'm getting excited about the kadeh, pastry," said Bet Shumel. Two employees at a cold storage facility in Georgia stole $65,000 worth of chicken wings, which tend to be scarcest during Super Bowl week. "Chicken companies are not able to produce wings," said a National Chicken Council spokesman of possible wing shortages, "without the rest of the chicken." In Trinidad and Tobago, a security guard was charged with carrying an unlicensed firearm after he accidentally shot off his penis. Activists from the Canadian Foreskin Awareness Project, CANFAP, protested Oprah Winfrey's endorsement of an anti-wrinkle cream containing cells from the foreskins of infants. The sheriff of Woolwich, Maine, revealed the theft of a rare porcelain Oprah doll, and the leader of a gang of Colorado laundry detergent thieves was sentenced to 30 months in prison. In New York City, the subject of the 2007 documentary Crazy Love reported the death of his wife, whom he married in 1974 after serving a 14-year prison term for hiring hitmen to blind her with lye. "This," said Burton Pogach, "was a very fairy tale romance." This article by Jesse Barron. Next in the news, I have an article for you. Every month or so, I come up with one about unemployment. And this particular one is from 247wallstreet.com. And this article is called "Cities Where People Can't Find Work." This is posted January 26, 2013. Despite many in the United States still feeling the pinch, there is no denying that the job market is improving. Last week, the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell to a five-year low of 330,000. The current unemployment rate, 5 years after the start of the Great Recession, was 7.8% last month. At the height of the recession, it was 10%. Despite the fact the general job market is improving, the unemployment rate in certain metro areas continue to be awful, based on the latest data available from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. 247 Wall Street reviewed the 10 metro areas with the highest unemployment rates in the country. Two of the cities on this list, Atlantic City, New Jersey, and Ocean City, New Jersey, were in the path of Superstorm Sandy, which hit at the end of October of last year. Unemployment skyrocketed in November in both cities. In Ocean City, the jobless rate jumped from 11.8% in October to 14.5% in November. While some of this jump may be the result of the storm preventing accurate data collection, BLS economist Tom Krolik explained that the response in their monthly survey were sufficient enough to conclude that the increase in unemployment was a real one. The increase was likely caused by the storm itself closing down businesses, at least temporarily, and in many cases for the long term. "If you want to attribute the increase in Atlantic City, Hamilton to any one thing," Krolik added, "it would be the impact of the storm." Krolik told 247 Wall Street that a short-term jump in unemployment was a common trend in disaster-affected areas. Once the rebuilding process has had a chance to work, unemployment would likely decline. While this may be good news for the long-term prospects of such cities, there is also bad news. Unemployment has been extremely high in the area long before the recession hit. When 24/7 Wall Street last spoke to ELS chief regional economist Martin Crowley, he explained that the Atlantic City economy was in bad shape long before Sandy hit the coast. One of the reasons for this, according to Crowley, was the state's gaming industry, which was hit hard by the recession and has recovered slowly. The remaining metropolitan areas with high unemployment are located in southern or central California or southern Arizona. These areas, unlike the New Jersey cities, have low income populations and extremely high poverty rates. In El Centro, California, which had the second highest unemployment rate in the country of 27.5% in November, more than one quarter of the population is living below the poverty line. According to Krolik, one of the characteristics that distinguishes these areas from the rest of the country is their disproportionately rural populations and the high proportion of people employed in the highly seasonal agriculture sector. In five of these regions, more than 10% of the working population was employed in the industry, compared to the less than 2% of workers nationwide. In Visalia, Porterville, California, which had an unemployment rate of 14.5% in November, close to one out of every five jobs was in agriculture at the most recent census count. Based on the latest monthly data collected by the Bureau of Labor Statistics for November 2012, the most recent month of available data by Metropolitan Statistical Area, 24/7 Wall Street identified the 10 metropolitan statistical areas with the highest unemployment rates. We also included U.S. Census Bureau data for poverty, income, high school and college attainment levels, and employment by sector, all from 2011. On to page 2 of this article, which are the list of the 10 worst cities to find jobs in, cities where people can't find work. Number 10 on the list is Stockton, California, where the unemployment rate is 14.1%. The 12-month unemployment change, it's down 1.7 percentage points. The percent of the population there below poverty line is 18.1%. Although Stockton's unemployment rate of 14.1% in November was 1.7 percentage points lower than it was a year before, it was still among the highest in the U.S. The city's economy continues to struggle, and it still had yet to recover many of the jobs lost during the recession. In June 2012, unable to eliminate a $26 million budget deficit, Stockton became the largest city in U.S. history to file for bankruptcy. In recent years, Stockton had cut much of its police force in an attempt to balance its budgets, even though it had the nation's third highest violent crime rate of 821 such crimes per 100,000 residents in 2011. Number 9, Fresno, California, where the unemployment rate is 14.4%. The 12-month unemployment change is down 1.4 percentage points. And we have 25.8% of the Fresno population below the poverty line. Fresno's unemployment rate of 14.4% in November 2012 may be getting worse. California's Employment Development Department said last week that Fresno County's unemployment rate rose to 14.9% in December. The heavy job losses took place primarily in the agricultural packing houses sector, a seasonal trend that affects Fresno annually. However, many jobs were lost also in the government and construction sectors. The unemployment rate in the Fresno area is down significantly from the 15.8% back in November of 2011, although some of the job growth has occurred in low-paying fields such as retail. The area has also seen growth in the higher-paying professional and business service category jobs. Number 8, Visalia, Porterville, California, where the unemployment rate is 14.5%, and there are five tied at the fifth lowest at this rate. The 12-month unemployment change only down 0.9 percentage points in a year, and 25.7% of the population of Visalia, Porterville are below the poverty line. Visalia, Porterville, Also located in the San Joaquin Valley, is one of four metropolitan areas to have an unemployment rate of 14.5%, one of the highest rates in the country. The severe unemployment situation has led to depressed income for the area. The median household income of $41,167 in 2011 was more than $9,000 below the national median. Nearly 26% of the metro's population live below the poverty line, and about 10 percentage points higher than the national poverty rate. Nearly 19% of those employed work in the agriculture sector, more than any other metro area in the U.S., which means rapid and extreme changes in seasonal employment. Now, number 7 is Ocean City, New Jersey, tied at the fifth lowest for 14.5%. It's gone up 0.5 percentage points, and 11.4% of the population of Ocean City is below poverty. Moving along, though, number 6 on the list is Modesto, California, where the unemployment rate again is 14.5%. It's only down 1.1 percentage points in the past year, and 23.8% of the population of Modesto is below the poverty line. At 14.5%, Modesto's unemployment rate in November 2012 was actually 1.1 percentage lower than in November of 2011. Despite this decline, Modesto has yet to recover most of the jobs lost during the recession. One major problem is that seasonal increases in manufacturing employment have become less pronounced in recent years than they were in the past. In addition to the lack of job growth, Modesto had one of the highest poverty rates of any metropolitan area in 2011 at 23.8%. An AP report highlights the lack of diversity in the economy of California's Central Valley, in which Modesto is located. The report notes there are not enough available jobs outside of agriculture and that many residents lack the skills that are attractive to companies. Going up the list on 247wallstreet.com of the cities where people can't find work. Number 5 on the list is Atlantic City, Hamilton, New Jersey, again at 14.5% unemployment, which has gone up 2.2 percentage points in the last year, with 13.4% below the poverty line. Number 4, we have Merced, California. The unemployment rate in Merced is 15.7% as of last November, and that is only down 0.7 percentage points over the previous 12 months. 27.4% of Merced, California is below the poverty line. Although Merced's unemployment rate had fallen by 0.7 percentage points over the 12 months ending in November, at 15.7%, its rate was still the fourth highest among all U.S. metro areas. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the Merced area historically has had a high unemployment rate because of seasonal employment swings in agriculture and a poorly educated population. Many residents in Merced also lack a formal education. As of 2011, just 65.2% of the area's residents had at least a high school diploma versus 85.9% for the U.S. as a whole. Number 3 on the list is Yuba City, California, where the unemployment rate is 15.8%. 12-month unemployment change down 0.8 percentage points, with 16.3% of the population below the poverty line. Like many of the metropolitan areas with very high unemployment, Yuba City's economy is very dependent on agriculture. 6% of the area's labor force works in agriculture, more than three times the proportion nationwide. Although the unemployment rate of 15.8% is still the third highest in the country, it is down from 16.6% in November 2011. One field driving this improvement is construction. According to a recent analysis by the Associated General Contractors of America, construction employment in the metropolitan area rose 24% between August 2011 and August 2012, more than all metro areas in the country. Number 2, El Centro, California. The unemployment rate in El Centro, 26.6%. 12-month unemployment change down 2.3 percentage points. 26.8% of the population of El Centro are below the poverty line. In November 2011, El Centro had an unemployment rate of 28.9%, then the highest of any metropolitan area in the United States. 12 months later, El Centro's unemployment rate was still the nation's second highest at 26.6%. Worse, because much of the area's employment is seasonal, the unemployment rate has since 2009 exceeded 30% in the late summer months. Without steady jobs, many area residents live in poverty. As of 2011, 26.8% of people in El Centro live below the poverty line, one of the highest rates among all metropolitan areas and more than 10 percentage points above the 15.9% figure for the U.S. as a whole. And number one on the list is Yuma, Arizona, where the unemployment rate is 27.5%. The 12-month unemployment change there in Yuma is 1.2 percentage points, and the percent below the poverty line, 21.8%. No metropolitan area's employment situation is worse off than Yuma, which at 27.5% of its labor force was considered unemployed in November 2012. This rate could drop in the coming months. Regional leaders point out that the winter months tend to spur employment in fields such as hospitality as people flock to the area to escape the winter cold. They also point out that agriculture jobs tend to be very seasonal in nature, with considerable temporary hiring taking place in the winter months. More than 10% of the Metro Yuma labor force works in agriculture, compared to just under 2% of the U.S. population as a whole. Much like many other cities with high unemployment rate, the Yuma area's poverty rate is high. In 2011, 21.8% of the area's residents lived below the poverty line, significantly higher than the 15.9% across the country. The median household income was also quite low at $38,390, more than $12,000 below the national median. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, I've reached the end of the Kill Radio Weekly News broadcast. Thanks to all the hardworking, hard-hitting Kill Radio Weekly News team. And on behalf of them and me, have a good week, you all, and stay the heck out of the news. Have a good week.